Wait, no. Now we're live.
Yeah, you got it. All right. All right. Oh, fuck. So fuck Kaya.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
That motherfucker. Get on that show and badmouth us because of a bit that we did.
Fucking 4 years ago.
Yeah. And it was taken completely out of fucking context.
Yeah.
So I have to
you put that into context to make us look better, or is that...
So I have to assume that there's nobody that's going to search and try to figure out where it was that he pulled that from.
Mm-hmm.
So I could say that I'm going to say it. He took something that I was quoting another podcast as saying.
Yeah.
That wasn't it
WATP?
But for him to use something that I was saying from another show, mm-hmm. Is that right? Is that what I was saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were quoting another show. We were making fun of them.
And it's just a coincidence that they also call their listeners semen. Anyway, so we are going to have Kaya, what's his last name? Orson or Orson? We're going to call
Dolphin.
Him
Dolphin. No, I'll call him Dolphin. Kaya Dolphin. That sounds better.
We are going to have Kaya Orson. Dolphin. Orson, Kaya Dolphin.
There you go.
On this weekend show. And we are going to dispute what it was he was saying because he was completely full of shit. Fuck you.
Why we got to be losers? Come on. What the fuck? I'm a winner.
Desperately is a, I guess it's accurate. Anyway, nobody gives a fuck.
Especially not me.
All right. You want to jump into this bullshit?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I mumbled through that. Kaya is going to be on our show on Sunday. Tune in for that. That'll be interesting. And here we go.
We got to defend ourselves. We're having him on to defend ourselves, to defend our honor.
Right.
The little honor that we have left.
All right. So the first episode generally sets the tone for these shows.
The first voicemail, you mean?
The first voicemail.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, and Anthony's mom gives some mean head, bro.
Bro. Don't call me bro.
All right. So it's a good way to start.
What the fuck? What am I supposed to say? Well, which one do I answer here? Is my mom gives good head or if a kid call me a loser? What the fuck?
You know you're in bad shape in life when somebody that watches that child porn mm-hmm. calls you a loser.
Yeah. Your name says Max, but you got a picture, a cartoon picture of a... Whatever, dude.
No, your name says Max, but your picture says baby raper.
Right.
All right. All right, that was fun. All right, are you done?
So we're not going to pay attention to that fucking voicemail.
He obviously knows. Yeah, I mean, yeah, so your mom gives me a head.
Was that it? Was that the whole voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you stopped it.
Nope.
I thought you stopped it to pay attention to the comments.
Hey, man, I just want to say that I really like what you do, and I think you're very handsome, man. And go on the official podcast. There you go. You're welcome. Goodbye.
That sounded like fucking Waterboy.
I like that guy. I like what you do.
This is exhausting.
we're two in.
So I had a thought.
Mm-hmm.
What if we were just to do this on our Patreon?
Yeah. We can roll it all into one.
Well, nobody would ever.
We can say whatever we're. Yeah,
we could say whatever we want because nobody would see it.
We can say whatever we want now, right?
All right.
Hey, so I came over from the official boys. They sat me, and I just had a question. Is Anthony's mom?
All right, I'm not going to listen. It sounds like he's calling him through a fan.
Nope, I'm out. That's fucking terrible, man. The answer is no, whatever your question was.
Oh, my God. I've waited so long for this chance.
please, Andrew, take the cum out of your mouth when you're talking, man. You are the absolute worst person I've ever heard talk. You're like the know-it-all that doesn't know anything. My God, it's fucking infuriating. Every joke ends with an awkward sigh. And I feel bad. I feel bad for you. I do. Kaya, thank you. Thank you for standing up for the straight white male. We need it. Charlie, you're the literal definition of perfection. And Jackson, just keep on doing what you're doing, my Australian buddy. Thank you.
So every other caller has told us how gay Kaya is. And this guy's saying he's standing up for the straight white male.
You are paying closer attention to the voicemails than I do.
Andrew, if I found myself stuck in a room with you, Hitler, Osama bin Laden, Saddam Hussein, Christ himself, with bullets that could kill any of them before what they had done, I would use all the bullets on you. Fuck you.
That's a fucking office.
That's what I was just going to say. Dude stole that straight from The Office. Those writers are better than you. Just stop.
That was a good... Fuck.
That wasn't even very nice. Say something nice, guys. Come on.
Andrew, if I was approached by a genie with three wishes, I'd use all three wishes to slap the shit out of you. Maybe one to hit you in your undersized nads. Up yours. Kaya. Thanks.
All right.
I don't like that guy.
There's a lot of hate towards the one they call Andrew.
Why?
Andrew, if I was offered $1 million or a chance to slap you in the fucking face, I think it's obvious which choice I'd pick. It'd be a red mark across your face, buddy. Kyle, love you, buddy.
Thanks, Yo Dog 0202.
This guy is called no less than, it looks like we have about 20 more from him.
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, so I'm going to give him two more.
All right.
And if he doesn't make me giggle or angry
or angrier, I mean, it's not even, nothing's even clever that he's saying. He doesn't like Andrew. We get it.
All right. Ready?
Ready.
Action.
Andrew, I dislike you so much that ended up giving me a list. You're the reason for everything wrong in this world.
What the fuck is wrong with his phone?
I don't care. Somebody in the chat said that he's calling from an Obama phone.
That's kind of funny. That made me laugh. That was good. Give us some of that Obama money.
It was the fucking pedophile.
No, I think this is a different one.
That wasn't funny.
I think that's a different one.
Are they
all the same to you? Is that... I think that's racist or something.
All right, I'm skipping.
All right, you didn't even give him two. He said, "I'm going to give him two more." You gave him one.
I'll play the last one.
All right.
Hey Andrew, a few boys from different seasons.
Sorry, I couldn't take it. Yes, Caleb, that is one of the whistling butt plugs on Anthony's microphone.
If you want one, say something clever, or do something to make me laugh. We'll send you one.
Hey. You should suck on it to show them how easy
watch,
it goes.
I figured this out. If you insert it and then you hit on the backside, it still works.
When you say you figured it out, did you like draw blueprints and everything?
No, I was using it. I just happened to give an extra shove in it. Fucking.
All right.
Hey, I'm calling on behalf of the official podcast. I don't remember what this podcast is called. Don't remember the name, even though you just said it. But I'd like to give a special shout out to Kaya's mom. She was great last night. And can you just tell Kaya I left the money on the dresser? Thank you.
Yeah, that's funny. You got him good with that. I hope you need some bandages for the sting, Kaya. Fucking tool. Tell her I left the money on the dresser.
So, okay.
If Kaya's mom was any kind of whore, she'd know where to find the money.
So that exact joke was like the staple of our show for the first like 6 months, right?
Your mom's a whore?
Yes.
What do you mean a joke?
Right.
All right.
I've never seen the Who's Right podcast. I'm here from the Official Boys. Don't really care.
Thank you for that. He don't care, but he calls. Idiot.
You're not here from them. I don't understand. You don't work for them.
At this point, I think it just sounds like we're being petty.
We are. I'm okay with that. If I don't have pettiness, I got nothing.
Hello, this is Joe from Wisconsin. I don't know anything about Anthony's mom, but I wanted to thank you guys for being the official people to call for the official podcast. Though I know that's not what you want to hear. So in that case, fuck Kaya's hairy back. Love you.
What?
I think we're supposed to suck Kaya's hairy back.
Suck or fuck?
I'll do either. I don't give a fuck.
Cool.
Hey, my name is Adlons, and I'm from the official podcast. I'm here to talk about Anthony's mom. Fuck you. More importantly, I want to say what up to my homeboys at the official podcast. Shout out to the official podcast one time.
Was that it?
That's it, man.
That was weird.
This whole thing is weird. If you think about what's going on in our lives that we're doing this, That's fucking weird.
I turned down overtime to be here, you know? No, I didn't.
Fuck these fucking assholes. Can my mic hear me back here?
Nope. Didn't hear you say fucking assholes at all.
I'm so fucking tired of these fucking kids calling my fucking phone. Fuck. All right. And we're back. Ready to go to these voicemails.
Hey, Anthony's mom's pretty hot, but also, Kaya from the official podcast. I just want to say I'm still upset with you for disagreeing and arguing with iDubbbz. iDubbbz is God, and
I don't know what that is.
What's an iDubbbz?
Nor I don't know, and I don't care.
Does anybody in the chat know what an iDubbbz is?
Yeah, of course they know what the fuck he's talking about.
Is that
about
some kind of band or something?
It's 20-inch rims on a car, stupid. It's rims for your phone.
Cool. Damn kids and their rock and roll music.
Yeah, it's Alex from Arkansas, and your podcast fucking sucks.
Cool.
Agreed.
Or at least that's what I'd say if I've seen any of it. Shout out to my boys, Jackson, Alex, Charlie, and Kaya from the Jack Off Podcast. And honestly.
Oh. Caller, are you there? Turn your radio down. No.
I even what your podcast name is called. Damn. Even though I heard it.
Like, all right, I'm done with this fuck. I can't take it.
At least he didn't call you fat. That's
I don't. It looks like it goes on for another 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
I don't know that he lives that long. Are you kidding me?
It also looks like
he called back.
He did.
Alex from Arkansas again. I didn't finish my story.
Yes, you did. Thanks for calling. All right, we're going into overdrive.
Cut you off twice. You suck so much. We cut you off twice.
You know what? He sucks so much that I'm gonna. I want
to cut off the next guy after him too.
Yes, again.
No, I just wanted to play it just so I could stop it again. Fucking turds.
You dipshits. Damn, fuck you, Kai. You don't get any points. Don't insult my fucking anime. Shit. I take back everything nice I never said about you, you piece of dick.
Piece of dick.
Don't insult my anime.
Yeah, anime sucks, man. Sorry. Your anime, everybody else, everybody's anime. It all sucks.
I have no problem with people being gay.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with it. Just don't watch anime. Anime's stupid. You suck cock all day long. Just don't watch anime.
I meant to say anime. I always interchange the two.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
all right, like, I called in last week or something because of the official podcast, but then I started listening to your podcast. You know what? Y'all have a pretty good podcast. I'm not going to lie. On behalf of all the fuckwits that you get from the official podcast, I apologize. You actually have a hopefully long time listener now. Thank Kaya for that, I guess.
Hey, Kaya, thanks for the hopefully long time listener.
Let's see if we can fuck that up. What's her name? Or was that a dude?
Did I put her number out?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bert from Northeastern Medina. This message is for Kyle. Kyle fucking orangutan. Your laundry's ready.
Well, I love when you get like this. You've got nowhere to go.
Kyle orangutan, your laundry is ready.
You are witty enough that if you wanted to, you could. What do the kids say?
Like, I know.
I don't know what the fuck where I was going with it. You're funny. You're witty enough that if you wanted to scat on this.
Oh, scat. I thought you meant scat. I don't think that's what the kids say.
So, like, had that voicemail come in strictly to our show,
mm-hmm.
you know, before all this bullshit happened, you wouldn't just sit there and say, oh, fuck. You'd have something to say.
You're probably right, but it's hard because they just keep coming. They just keep coming. All right, let's try one more. I'll come up with something.
Ready?
No.
Hi there. My name's Cletus McFarland. I'm from Austin, Texas. And
okay.
No, we're not doing no fucking voices.
That's all I need from you is and then I know.
We've already decided we ain't doing no fucking
voices.
Hello,
I'm calling for the official podcast. I'm from Salem, Oregon. I'm a 15-year-old young cunt. And what the fuck is up, Jackson? Love you all. Yeah.
That's all you had to say?
Hey, that's great. In, out, like a fucking robbery. Just like me having sex.
But he didn't say anything.
Yeah, he did. He said, what did he say?
What's up, Jackson?
I'm 15 years old. Fucking up, Jackson.
Hey. I'm just calling in from the official podcast to say how fucking disappointed I am at all the fucking 12-year-olds that called you guys. Those motherfuckers need to go back to their family finger videos and their fucking Fortnite and leave them.
You think he knows where to get some?
Some family finger videos? Is that what he said? I watch a family finger video. I mean, depending on whose family it is. I don't know what that is, but.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do. I made a couple of them in my time.
Uncle Anthony, we don't want to stay anymore. Get back to the basement room. Your mom's dead.
Fuck, I dropped my phone in the last message, but I was just saying that all these 12-year-olds need to go back to school, watch their finger family videos, and stop watching the official podcast because it's making my dick really soft. I felt like a real man watching that podcast, and now I don't. And that's all I have to say.
So he thought that he had something funny to say, but he didn't think the message all the way through.
Yeah.
Where can you watch them at? I wasn't even aware you could watch them.
Finger family videos?
Oh, the official podcast.
I don't know. I thought it was just an actual podcast. Do they do it live? Fucking God. I don't know shit about fucking what's going on anymore.
Here we go.
Hey, Doug, and the Whose Line Is It Anyways podcast. Just wanted to call again and apologize for my comments on the last voicemail I left you guys. I called your show shitty, even though I haven't ever watched it. And, you know, I heard my voicemail on the Official Boys podcast, and they took it as being rude, even though I was kind of joking. So just want to formally apologize for that and let you know I'm going to listen to your podcast. Sure, you don't care. But yeah, I'm going to give it an actual shot and then I'll come back and leave you a voicemail.
This goes on for another minute and a half. Do you want to let them know or what?
I love you guys for making this show and reading all the.
All right. We're going to. So if you're thinking of calling to apologize for a message that you left before, don't. just no. You don't need to. I'm going to tell you to fuck off either way, whether you left a shitty message or whether you apologized for your last shitty message. Either way, fuck off. I don't care.
Is there any reason for anybody to call back?
No, wait. Well, if they want a butt plug and they didn't leave their address, that's the only reason. I want you to leave your address on the voicemail for us to play.
All right. I don't care.
Don't call back and apologize. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm calling on behalf of the official podcast. You guys are boomers.
Oh, got us with the boomers.
Did we ever look up to see like what the age?
If you even don't do that. You're falling into their fucking trap. If you start saying we're not baby boomers because we weren't born before 1951 or whatever the fuck it is, that makes you sound just as old as what they want you to sound.
I am as old as what they want me to sound. Obviously, whatever age they want me to sound like, that's how old I am.
You're fucking going. It don't fucking matter.
Oh, it matters. I'm a spring chicken.
You're not even a thawed chicken.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys are boomers. Fucking retarded motherfuckers.
Hi, this is Mason from the US. I'm just calling to let you guys know I like your podcast and to keep up what you're doing. And I'm sorry that the official podcast is harassing you. Bye.
Make no mistake about it, Mason from US.
The US.
The official podcast harassing us has boosted our numbers like you would not fucking believe. Okay with it.
Yeah, you know we're on what, episode 4 of reading their voicemail or listening to their voicemails. I think we're okay with it.
So if I wasn't okay with it, I would just delete the voicemail number. Because we're not going to get the 3 a year that we normally get? Who gives a fuck? But anyway, I appreciate the sentiment.
Sure.
Hey, what's up, Doug and Anthony? Just calling again. It's some random guy. As promised, I listened to an episode of your show, actually a couple. And I want to say, they're pretty funny. I really enjoyed listening to you guys grunt and clear your throats every 5 minutes. Awesome. Really enjoyed you guys struggling to breathe under the weight of all that.
I got asthma, you fat fuck.
You guys have. I liked it. I thought it was nice. I don't think people should be able to fuck dogs legally or animals, I guess, bestiality in general. Mostly just because
you want to just stop playing that one and people can wonder why the fuck he's talking about that?
Yep. Yeah, he just wanted to call and let you know he doesn't think you should be able to fuck dogs.
What? So that's one of the funny things is, when you have a bunch of strangers constantly belittling you online, it starts, if you look at it wrong, it can start wearing at you.
Oh yeah. I'm thin skinned. I'm a kind of a bitch.
Like I talked about on that episode, Suicide Solutions, which you can find at a podcatcher near you. I was on the verge of suicide. Had I gotten barraged with all these messages that day, that would have been...
Everything would be different.
I really enjoy listening to you struggling to breathe under all that fat.
So we've been through this on our show lots and lots of times, like coughing and all that shit. I have asthma. I've explained it a million times. Now I got to explain it to a whole new audience that doesn't care.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, I'm not. All right.
You fixed that little ringy thing. Good for you. Anyway,
that was condescending. Black
fans, It's Jordan again. Fuck you, Kaya. I'll have you know that I am 17, so shut the fuck up.
Whoa, I didn't, whoa. I didn't touch her.
That was a meme. I know you Who's Right boys don't know what those are, but that's okay. You're old. We get it.
Thank you.
Anyway, love y'all. I actually do like the Who's Right podcast. You guys made me laugh so much because I watched the voicemails. And
all right, that's enough. She's saying nice things about us. I don't care.
Finally, somebody says something nice and you cut them off.
Just get in and get out. Hey, I originally didn't know who you guys were. Checked you out. Enjoy the show. Keep it up. Goodbye. I don't care about what you were. Fine, I'll finish it.
She was saying nice things about us.
I'm going to finish it, and we're going to see if it was worth it.
It's not.
Like, what the fuck is this? Get off. Who are these people? Get away from me. I loved it. So, yeah, everybody, love it. Don't change. I mean, yeah.
Why don't you cut this off?
Damn, fuck you. thanks for calling, whatever the fuck your name was.
Thanks for the kind words.
I have never heard or seen your show, but I'm not going to be an asshole like those other people. All right.
Can you talk faster?
He can shut up.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking dying. Jesus Christ, assholes.
Yeah, if you are over the age of 18 and you need something inserted into your beehole, you're going to have to buy it because you ain't winning shit.
Charlie is a 100% real gamer.
Was that the whole message?
Yes.
What the fuck does that even mean? What's a real gamer? What, I mean, I've played video games before. I'm a real gamer too. Dumb fuck.
Hello, man.
How's it going?
You know that whistling butt plug and I was singing you a song. God fucking damn it.
Fucking buy one. Go to... Light a flute. Or...
You think we give these things away? What the fuck?
What do we got here? All right. We are. Yeah, we got a couple more minutes.
Okay. You cut my name out of this last time. It's Russell.
Matt, don't give a fuck.
You should never start with that, buddy.
Yeah, that's just fun.
Hey, this is Alex from Kansas. And surprise, surprise, I heard about this through the official podcast, but I have one thing to bring up. Have you ever seen those optical illusions? What's more of a question? Have you ever seen those optical illusions where you have like...
All right, moving on.
All right.
I
was already confused. I didn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Last week, the first episode or the first voicemail, I believe, was somebody explaining the dichotomy, I guess, of Matchbox cars and how the supply and demand and... I want him to call me back and tell me things.
Just random facts. Random facts about the world. I want to know about jellyfish. Does anybody know about jellyfish? Call in. Leave a message about jellyfish.
Hey, I'm calling from the official podcast. For the official podcast.
Got it.
I just wanted to say that Anthony's mom sucks.
Ah, got him. Burn. Boom, roasted.
Hey guys, what's going on? I just want to say you guys have a pretty decent podcast, not too bad. I'm not here to talk about you guys, I'm here for the official boys. I just want to say all these fucking callers have been absolute dog shit. This is literally a perfect time for an ad read. Like, Doug and Anthony, you both are fat fucks.
Thank you.
Like, have you guys ever heard of Blue Apron? It's amazing. Andrew, Kaya.
Fuck.
What?
Apparently, if we buy our food from Blue Apron, we won't be fat fucks.
I can eat just as much from Blue Apron as I can from anywhere else.
Did you watch that link I sent you? What the fuck's his name? The guy doing stand-up today.
As much as I could. Oh, God.
He had some funny fucking joke. He had two funny jokes.
Not that I saw.
Subway joke.
Huh?
Subway joke. Apparently, Jared from Subway wasn't really into footlongs. That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think it is. Maybe if he worked on his delivery.
Hey, Doug and Anthony. This is Jasmine from Colorado.
Jasmine
Kane. I just
wanted
to say thank you to the Official Boys for sending me your way. Nope. You have a really cool podcast. And thank you to my friend Jeremy for actually showing me the Official Boys. So, kind of a...
We don't have to trace the fucking lineage back of like everybody. And I want to thank Jeremy's mom for hooking up with his dad. So,
hello, this is Matt.
No, I don't fucking care.
I just don't like the way your voice sounds.
Before I start, I'm not 12 years old. I'm just a fan of both you and the Official podcast.
No, I don't want you listening to me. You're fucking 11.
Thanks for making.
There is zero chance that kid's older than 12. No way.
He just said he wasn't 12.
Yeah, I know.
Hey there, fellas. Jesus here. Calling on behalf of the Official Boys. One second. One second, please.
Fuck you.
You want me to hold? You going to call me and put me on hold? What the fuck?
We have a very professional show here that we need to keep moving.
Right.
Hey, this is a... Jack, they just call me Sticky from Carmel, Indiana, and I like
having a fucking stroke.
Talk faster.
All right.
Hi, Anthony and Doug. This is Bob from Meddling Mortgages. I just emailed you guys a link to an article.
We already went through that, Bob. I think we talked about that in the last episode.
I like and Bob.
Bob's a nice guy. Bob also, when he wants to give you some information, he makes sure that he hits you from every fucking angle.
Bob is nothing if he's not thorough. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks for supporting us on patreon.com/who's right as well, where you can find our many other talents on display. There's no other talents,
we don't even have this talent.
So we are going to be cutting this one short here, probably maybe get through one or two more, and then we are going to switch over and start our Patreon only live stream.
Right.
So if you want to come over and listen to us, sign up and come over and watch.
I guess that's it. That's there's no step two, really.
Yeah, Bob. I understand that's an old voicemail. That's how far behind we are on these motherfucking voicemails. I have committed to play everyone that has come in. So, yeah.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is Griff. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida. I'm actually calling to defend you, Doug, because I was just on Kai's Discord. He did this little Dr. Love segment with you, and you didn't really stand up for yourself. You know, he's calling you a boomer over and over again. I thought I'd back you up because Kai is actually probably the biggest boomer I've ever seen and a complete hypocrite. Let me explain.
I understand this guy's trying to, one, I don't need anybody backing me up. I appreciate the offer. I'll pass. Two, I don't care if you call me a boomer. It means nothing to me. It's like calling me a honky. I don't give a fuck.
Whatever, cracker.
You know how I am with that. I'm sure he said something else. You know what? Hey, it's your boy Blankety Blank. I'm calling from Blankety Blank. I just want to tell you that Kai's back is hairy. Charlie's a real gamer. I love kitty porn from Japan and octopus things going in people's vaginas. There, I just covered all the fucking voicemails. I'm the one that told you to remain calm this episode.
I came in with a positive mindset. We're going to get through these. These are going to be good.
We got some good shit to talk on our Patreon episode, and I'm going to get all fucked up in my head and just be angry and yell at you.
Don't do that.
All right. We'll do one more. You want to? Hopefully it's a good one.
Hopefully it's a girl.
Yells like, my chicken tendies be cold. My name is Owen, and like, I really need like my chicken tendies warmed up. Like, I spent all my good boy points on them. Yeah, so just like, give me a call back if you could help me on that.
And call. Yeah. Can you call him? Call him? Yes, absolutely, I do. All right. He specifically asked.
Let's see if I can do this. So audio's through there. If I pull this up,
what was his name?
Here we go. Owen.
Owen. All right.
All right.
You let me do the talking.
Can't make a call without a working microphone. I got to be over on the other computer.
Son of a motherfucker.
All right. Well, let's get the fuck out of here. We got to go record our show. Find us over at, hold on. God damn it. I'm always behind. Find us over at patreon.com/who'sright. Get signed up for the stream or whatever. We appreciate your support.
Yes, thank you.
Those of you that, those of you that watch this and only just subscribe to the fucking channel at least. Just give me something. You're not going to give me money on Patreon. Give me something. Just subscribe. That's all you got to fucking do.
Yeah, subscribe. Hit the bell. Subscribe. You're here anyways.
Hold on. I'm so fucking lazy that I won't even put the little thing up there on the screen, because you know it's like 5 minutes of work to get something up on the screen after you post a video, so whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Like when they, so I'm going to do it anyway, but click this to subscribe.
click this up here. Wait, up here.
All right, man. I gotta cut this stream and then get on the Patreon.
All right, thanks for listening or watching or bye. Whatever, bye.